Well, NATO Alberta was set up as a the provincial organization to deliver the Alberta nanotechnology strategy. This is an industrial strategy that the province has for the development of nanotechnology research, development, and commercialization.
You've just come from BC to come and head up Nano Alberta as the executive director. What attracted you here?
Well, a couple things. First of all, Alberta is currently one of the centers, and in many of the ways, the top center in Canada for nanotechnology. If you're doing nanotechnology across Canada, it's important to either be in or be associated with Alberta. Edmonton, we have the university, which has a very strong materials science, engineering, medical, all of the bases for nanotechnology. And we also have the Canadian National Institute for Nanotechnology, NINT, which is one of the federal government's National Research Council institutes in partnership with the university and the government. So it's an opportunity to be in the center of Canadian nanotechnology.
What's your background in nanoscience?
Well, I'm a lapsed physicist. My background's in business, in the tech industries. I spent my career building technology industries in the semiconductor industry. So, semiconductors are a form of nanotechnology and materials science and applications. Most recently in Vancouver, I was the CEO of a nanomaterials company doing nanostructured ceramic coatings.
Where are we at in terms of the business applications of nanotechnology or nanoscience right now?
Oh, at the very early stages. We're just in the early days of applying the science of nanomaterials to products, and that's our next the next goal here in Alberta. We have a very strong background in research and development. There's been upwards of $300 million over the past 5, 8, 10 years that has been used to build the foundation for that. The next steps are to move the research into commercial products, into applications, into solutions for some of the industries that we have in the province, and apply those to some of the global efforts.
What are your immediate goals?
Well, the first thing is getting Nano Alberta started. It's like a startup company. All of the excitement around that, of course, staffing, new people, the budgets, the direction. The strategy for the province was introduced about a year ago. It's an industrial strategy for nanotechnology in Alberta, and is generally recognized across the country as being one of the best articulated, best funded, and best thought out industrial strategies. But as a strategy, it provides the direction for nanotechnology. It doesn't provide the details and the priorities and the operating plan. So our first job is to prepare the operating plan for that. Much of that work has been done. We're putting the details and the priorities for the next several years.
What would be your relationship then between, say, NINT, where the research is being done at the university scale, and Nano Alberta, where you're looking at business strategy?
Well, yes, Nano Alberta's main job is just the facilitation of the various assets that we have in the province, working very closely. Because NINT is a partnership between the university and the provincial government and the federal government, we're the provincial government's part of that. The collaborative efforts within the province are really what are going to pay off. NINT is one of those. The University of Alberta's labs are part of that. The University of Calgary's labs are very much a part of that. There are the Alberta Research Council, a whole range of assets that the province has that Nano Alberta will help facilitate the cooperation.
We're at a conference, a two-day conference on nanotechnology in Alberta, and there's well over 200 people here. What is it that you're trying to accomplish with this conference?
Well, this is the first one, which we hope it's the inaugural one of a number. And for this first one, it really is a means for the various members of our community to get together, get to know one another, and really put their hands up and be counted. I'm a firm believer in the network and networking, that a lot of the strengths that our organizations have come from the connections that they have, either with each other or with other organizations around the world. And so it's events like this that allow us to share and celebrate the work that we're doing.
Thank you very much, Gary.
You're welcome.